You're listening to Michael Leonard.
My heart feels yours, but it's breaking in two.
The following program is the property
of KCEG
Radio and cannot be reproduced or rebroadcast without the permission of KCEG Radio.
Coming to you live from Studio A in beautiful downtown North Dakota, ladies and gentlemen and children of all ages, it's the Mike Leonard Show!
KCEG Radio, playing unsigned artists 24/7, and you are listening to the Mike Leonard Show. Now here's Mike with today's topic.
Thank you, girls. Tonight's topic is Sonic Bids and KCEG Radio. We're actually hooked up with them right now and getting a lot of submissions from them. And as you're going to notice tonight on the station, we're going to start playing them. Tonight, pretty much all of these artists, except maybe one or two, are actually brand new to the station, so we want to welcome everybody. And we're doing a lot of changes. It's going crazy over here, I'll tell you. I'm probably going to have one of you guys help me with all these submissions we're getting. And we got to review the bands that they send us, and they're looking for, you know, what they're sending us, what we're asking, what we want in a band. You're going to notice a lot of it on Facebook, a lot of it on Twitter. But right now, we're going to start with a band that just came out today, about 6 o'clock we got them on. They're called Canning with Poor Boy, coming up next on KCG, the Mike Leonard Show.
Doing business without advertising is just like winking at a girl in the dark. Advertise with us. KCEG Radio.
You know, they're sending us what we're asking, what we want in a band. And you're going to notice a lot of it on Facebook, a lot of it on Twitter. But right now, we're going to start with a band that just came out today, about 6 o'clock we got them on. They're called Kenny with Poor Boy. Coming up next on KCG, the Mike Leonard Show.
Doing business without advertising is just like winking.
Yeah.
Perfect Machine, One Last Chance on KCEG. We're playing live. Here we go with Lexi Wyman, Blame It On Love on KCEG. Wyman, Blame It On Love. I'm KCG. Wow, what a show, huh? We got phone lines open right now, and we got kind of a question about where we're downloading a lot of music off the Sonic's Bids. And we're wondering, what do you guys think about? You can either let us know on the chat or call us up. Let us know what you think. Do you think it's good for us to pretty much pull everything for the station off of Sonic Bids, or you know, unsigned.com, those to a lot of the stuff we're looking for is what we have on there already. But let us know what you think. I'm kind of curious myself. I talked to one artist today and mentioned that I was thinking maybe just take the submit page right off and just have us scout for the artists and everything. And he didn't think that was too good of an idea, but, you know, I said, well, we're just kind of flopping up in the air right now because of a lot of these artists that just send us songs with no tags and then, you know, get emails after emails wondering when they're going to get played. So we're just kind of wondering, what do you guys think? Do you think we should just stop the submit page and just basically have them email us and let us know, and then if we're interested, then submit it, so send them the submit form, or you let us know. I'm kind of curious. I'm not sure. But right now we got a lady that's Rebecca Lapa, and this is a pretty cool song. We got this last night, and it's called Bonnie and Clyde on KCG.
You know it.
And that's the Human Circuit with Unwind on KCG. No phone calls. I'm sure we're not going to get any. Let's see. Who do we have on the Ed Service? Hey, JC, are you there? Hey, Ed, if you're listening, we got a song coming up right now by Elwood Dorn. We're going to play that for you right now, in case you're listening. I don't know. Ed and Gary, they're kind of in bed, I'm sure, by this time of the night. You know, they got to get their afternoon nap, and then they got to get their evening nap, and then they get up and eat dinner, and then they have another nap, and then they probably take a shower and then go to bed. You know what I mean? I love beautiful badmouth people on the radio. Nobody calls, so that's cool. Okay, right now we're going to play Elwood Dorn with Old Times on KCG.
Not so long ago we fell in love, and our hearts raced like the wind. But now we're standing here just staring at each other. Has it come to this again? 'Cause here we are just like two long lost friends. Let's make it like old times again. Just take me back to where it all began. Say the second time it's easier to fight, and all we can do is try. I'll be your kind of man again, just help me, baby. Just reach out your hand, 'cause here we are just like two long lost friends. Make it like old times again. Take me back to where it all began. Nothing's easy in this world, but if you work alone, well, time will lend a hand. As long as love, it ain't wasted or forgotten, it can all come round again. 'Cause here we are just like two long lost friends. You made it like old times again. You took me back to where it all began. Just like old times again.
Here, spoken to your best ear. Open up the next beard, smoke one to the next beard. Voltaire, flabbergasting. Everything that you want me to be, but nothing that you come here to see. Humongous jungle, jump on the sea, but it's all that my head. You get nothing but me. Running till nothing is touching my feet. Rushing and rimming, crushing their feet. Always rushing to me like a tingling, shivering, hush under the feet. They have on your head and the plush in your seat, trying to find it in me. Glad you could join me, but this special melodrama made it hella extra harmful, but still some kind of marvel. Where's my soul? Thought I told you, devil has it. feel it in your treasured magic blasted into your mind. Chance of static, there's some plastic they can clasp for them for rapture. Laughter, bleeding from the walls, dying like the autumn leaves, clinging to the fall, bringing meaning to a stall, speaking with the draw. Pulling on the drawstring, sneaking, snooping, crawling, clutches taking wall scenes, talking to them all. Quite honestly, my honesty will one day start haunting me. Every day I'm wobbly, every day I'm wobbly. Maim entire soccer teams as they try to cross the street. Island is economy. Don't talk to me, you're fall asleep, but I'm on a higher plane. Tidal waves of microfiber biters in my bridal brain. Bridal to some bridal train and maybe get the right of way. Right away, that kind of say, make me a bird like a fly. I avoid due time and space to a place where it's okay if they don't like me, cause I rhyme this way. Falter slap a deli.
Okay, these last two go out to Ed's the Sheep Herder Service on KCG. And I told you he wouldn't call in. He likes to talk. He talks about a big song he's coming out with and says, oh, you're going to love it. It's going to be the best thing out there. And be number one, he even said, don't tell anybody, but he actually said, it's going to knock Jennifer Milot right off the number one. So, we'll see, Ed. I just wrote back to him. That talk's cheap, you know. So, we'll see what Mr. Service does when he gets that song. But I'm sure he'll probably say, oh, I'm getting out off the station or something like that. So, we'll check him out. Let's see if Ed Service can. And I think somebody ought to donate like a Caribbean cruise for anybody that can actually hit the number one slot and get her off the one. Because I hear a lot of chit-chatting on Facebook and in the chat room, and Mama Milot caught them guys talking about her daughter. So let's see what's going to happen, okay? Well, right now we're going to have a quiz. We got one more Gary Nelson CD to give out. And if you know, this is Adia Dent. And this little girl, you tell us how old she is, and you'll win Gary Nelson Continues to Burn CD, and my wife will send it out tomorrow. I won't because it gets sent back. But okay, well, we're gonna give you a few songs to tell us, but call us and let us know how old this gal is on KCG. You've reached KCG.
Hey, Mike. Are you having fun?
You what?
Are you having fun? This is Ed.
Oh, I am. Oh, I didn't think you'd call back.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I had to listen to Slapadelic first.
Oh, I know. You know, I don't know if it was you or somebody kept calling in on that. Asking about that ghost song?
No, I never called in on it.
Oh, somebody kept asking about that song, and I didn't know. I even didn't realize I had it because they didn't tell me the artist or they did, but I didn't really catch it.
Oh, yeah. I think I wrote to you something one day. That's hilarious. That's annoying.
Yeah.
Oh my.
So how you doing?
And I'm doing okay. I'm recording and got through and did all this stuff. So man, I played this thing perfect, you know, on a keyboard, which is really tough to do. This song, and then after I listened to it and I tried to sing to it, I found out that I did it in half time or whatever I was supposed to do. I would only have been able to sing half the song and it would have been over. to. but anyway, that's the way that goes, you know. But it's going to be. It's going to be pretty good. It's we'll get it to you hopefully. With all that noise.
Get what? Get it when?
By September 11th. It's a September 11th song.
Oh. Yeah. Have you noticed a different artist coming on?
Yeah. I voted for one of them. That was somebody I heard the other day. What's her name? Let's see. I heard three of them, I think. That Bonnie and Clyde song was pretty cool. That Lexi Wyman, that one, I really like that.
Yeah, she's from North Dakota, too. That blew me away.
That's what I thought. You know, that's kind of neat.
So yeah, we're going to... Okay, we'll be on there in just about 10 seconds, okay?
Okay.
All right, that's Adia Dant. Let us know if you know how old she is. Call us. We still got 48 lines open. We have Ed Service on right now, and he's been doing nothing but bad-mouthing Jenna from our lot. He says, get her off the station. Now, why do you say that, Ed?
Why do I say that? Oh, I mean, you ought to have a rule that people under 40 can't be on there.
Then we'd have one listener, and that'd be you.
I mean, she's kicking the heck out of us old guys. Can't have that stuff. Yeah.
Well, I mean, she's got a lot of people rooting for her. Do you see that new video they got out? The little trailer. You see that?
No, I'll tell you what. I've been. I can't even keep up with all the voting I've been doing for her. You know, seems like there's another contest every day. So.
I know.
Hope she does well. No, I'm just kidding about how she can have the top. I don't want to be up there. that is for
well,
people
too far.
That have records. Still.
Well. I think you're hitting yourself a little low, but no, I think you're actually down there. I thought you were at like 8. Yeah, you are number 8 starting over, and you're at number 9. And let's see where else. Oh, yeah, number 18 too. But I'm sure Jennifer will knock you off those three.
Think about the music.
What do you think about, you were telling me before we went live about some of the artists you were voting for, you really liked them?
Well, that was Volpari. Voltaire?
Yeah. Ghost?
Yeah. Artists that I've been voting for? I don't know. I just voted for my buddy Elwood.
Yeah. I just noticed that I got a couple of requests for that. I forgot he was even on there, too, because he was pretty new, too. Let's see.
He
looks like Jennifer.
He can't call in. You know, Elwood can't call in because he's at Moosehead.
Hey, Jennifer won the battle against some group called Little Big Town. You ever heard of that? Sounds like a little town like from probably Arkansas or something. You ever heard of that band?
No, I heard of Toad Suck, though.
Well, congratulations if you listen. Jennifer won that, I guess. Well, I know I voted, and let me vote once last night, and I told her to send me a link, but then I realized she gave me the link, so I just copied what she gave me and just posted it, too. So I hope that helped a little bit, too.
Yeah, well, it's probably your vote that made her win. When I looked, she was pretty far ahead of that other band. So.
Tonight's show is sponsored by Serrat. I better get that in too. Let's see.
Hi, Ron.
Not Mama. Hey, I got the results here. I got the results here. Time to vote. Who's going to win? And I guess it's showing right now. Drawing the photo. I guess she won. Because it's not letting me vote. So she won against Little Big Town. 48% they had. And Jennifer Malott had 52. So congratulations, Jennifer. We knew you'd do it.
Yeah, she's got a good support system going, you know. And, you know, there's all us old guys on this radio station here, we keep voting for her to try to get rid of her. So she'll go someplace else.
Yeah. Good luck. Hey, I'm going to have to get back to playing some music, though, real quick, Ed. I got about six more. Okay. Well, thanks a lot for the call. And congratulations to Jennifer Malott. She won the contest. Yay!
Yeah,
we're
going to
go right now.
Yeah.
New artist, if you look on Facebook right now, you'll actually see him posting. And his name is Roland Corrigal. And this is called Pretty Girl on KCG Radio. Okay, you still there? Ed?
Come on now.
All right, you're listening to KCG. I'm Mike Leonard, and tonight's show is sponsored by Sir Rod. Let's see, what do we have? We have a lot. We got a King's Harlem that we're going to go. But we want to, first of all, let everybody know that Jennifer won. And we knew who Little Big Town was. I don't play them on the station because I don't really care for them. But they are big, but not as big as that little Jennifer Malott. So look out, world. Here comes Jennifer. Okay, we're going to play King's Harlem right now on KCG.
Been 2 years now. never thought I would be. It took longer, now I'm stronger. It helped me to remember I don't need you, I don't want you. I'm better off without you. I'm a fighter, I'm going higher. That's what keeps me burning brighter. You gave me the fire, the desire to keep on pushing on.
That's Julie DeVille with Survivor on KCG. And we got Ed Service sending me emails like no tomorrow, telling me, hey, get those young people off the station. And, well, you know, I got to let Ed know something, that Jennifer Mlott actually has on Twitter Kenny Rogers following her. So I think he's kind of I'd say he's a little more than middle age, but so I don't know. Should we tell Kenny Rogers to tell her that, or I don't think he'd even give me the time of the day. But well, right now we're gonna play another one. These guys just came on today, Hector Ward and the Big Time on KCG. Today's show is sponsored by Sir Rod.
She said, no problem, see you at 10.
That's Hector Ward in the big time on KCG. Hey, that little gal, she's like 12 years old. 12 or 14, but I do know that she was in the Broadway show, Annie. So if you guys don't know, she's a big time girl too, but she's a little young girl. So, okay, we're going to try to get one more out yet tonight. And this is Comanche Moon. They actually sent me their CD and from a promotion stuff, and so we're going to play Comanche Moon with Chelsea on KCG. Chelsea.
Driven by the course of mistakes.